Do you suffer from incredible loneliness at bath time? Do you need a shower buddy? Well, someone someday has made your dreams come true. For a limited time only of 7 days, get your very own Those Damn Crows Bath Time Companions. There really is something in the Welsh water. ShitYouDon'tNeed.com has you covered. Get your own Rubber Ronnie, Silicone Shade, Latex Lloyd, and more. Order now and receive a free Crows Before Hose bath towel, Shiner shower gel, and a David Winchurch commemorative flannel. Break away from the pack. Don't give a damn. Order tonight, tonight. But wait, there's more. Orders of 12 or more Latex Lloyds will receive a set of Wrinkle Ronnie bath bombs. Order now from ShitYouDon'tNeed.com, because in a blink of an eye, they'll be gone. Those Damn Crows Bath Time Companions. Who said rock and roll ain't dead? ShitYouDon'tNeed.com. Rubber Crows sold separately.
I'm Shiner.
I'm Shane. We're Those Damn Crows! Yeah!
You're listening to Down the Front. Yeah, baby!
Yeah, baby!
Hey, everybody!
Hey, everybody!
What an awesome advert, David. Well done.
Thanks. I do try. I mean, what do you mean? Thank me. Thank our sponsors, shityoudon'tneed.com, silly. You're silly.
Those Damn Crows for the inspiration.
Yeah, I was going to say, thank you for creating that merch, which you will now be under pressure to do. Thank you.
We do need some of those Wrinkled Ronnie bath bombs.
Oh, God.
I wonder what's in them.
I don't want a Wrinkled Ronnie bath time companion. Prune free, thank you very much.
Why? You can Bert and Ernie it.
Dave and Ronnie! Yes.
I'm sure that's been discussed in a previous podcast.
It might have been, actually, yeah. Dave and Ronnie, Bert and Ernie.
Funny.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. My voice is gone, but I'm okay.
Oh, we're still going down that road, are we?
Yeah, we're still going down that road.
Okay. Everybody, David has man flu, apparently.
Apparently, I've got laryngitis, apparently. I don't suffer from man flu because the flu takes away too much of my time.
How do you know you've got the laryngitis when you haven't been to the doctors, David?
I was diagnosed by Dr. Google.
Oh, okay.
Very, very helpful, very informative. Tells me everything I need to know.
Yeah.
Apparently, with my symptoms, I don't only have laryngitis, I have a lot of other things as well.
Well, we all knew there was lots of other things wrong with you.
There, yeah. That does not sound good with a fucked up voice.
It does,
yeah. So, yeah, my voice, as you can hear, is fucked, but I'm quite the trooper.
Thank you. Thank you for being such a hero.
Hey, anytime.
And coming in anytime. And continuing with the podcast.
Hey, I don't want to let my fans down. all three of them. The trifecta of awesome, which is Ronuald Huxtable, Adamski Parkinson, and Matthew Jones of Twisted Illusion.
I'm not familiar with him.
Matthew Jones of Twisted Illusion?
Yeah.
Ah, it's probably because he never writes, he never calls, he never wears the t-shirt,
nope.
He doesn't do shout-outs, he doesn't sing songs properly live. He's a big disappointment to me.
I've got his t-shirt, but I will not be repping it.
Band Shirt Friday, it's weird, I've got this new t-shirt, but it just doesn't want to go on me.
Well, at least not the right way around. I'll wear it, but back to front. Everyone can see the white front. When he finds our t-shirt, I may turn his one around.
Yes.
Yeah?
You're fucking right.
I might do that, actually.
Oh, look, it miraculously appeared out of a box.
Packed away until I move.
Yeah. You got no money to move. You're a musician. There's no money anywhere. You go city to city touring. That's why musicians are sweet. They don't have to pay rent.
Mm.
They just like travelling folk. They move from city to city,
yeah,
until they get moved on to the next one.
With the stick, with the red...
with the bindle.
Cloth, the bindle. Is that cool?
Yeah, the bindle, yeah.
Okay.
They're hobos.
Mm.
Yes. That was a B, not an M. Bindles. Hobo. Actually, we could do that. Hashtag no hobo. Shall we...
Shall we move on?
I think it's probably time we moved on.
Yeah, I think so.
Apparently, it's time to move on. Apparently.
Okay, I'm taking control now.
Speaking of apparently, I'm taking control. Who the hell do you think you are?
In charge of...
You're not running this podcast. I am. Speaking of apparentlys, there was a lot of apparentlys, apparently, in last week's apparently episode, the apparently special.
Yeah, apparently, so.
I phoned you midweek, and you were listening through, and you said you were going to count them all up. And I was like, what? And you were like, yeah! And I was like, okay. At the 36 minute mark, you told me there was 61. Ridiculous. So I put a guess forward and I said it would be close to 200. I didn't really have a figure, but around 200. You counted up?
I did.
Would you like to reveal the final tally number for episode 14?
I would, but I want you to place a proper bet first. Pick a number.
Okay. I'm going to say, based on the fact that it was an hour and 40-something, and there was fucking 61, I still can't believe that. I would say around, I'm going to hedge, I'm going to say 180-ish.
The total number of, apparently, was 113.
Yeah, that's quite disappointing.
It just shows that we get overexcited about something that's funny and we overdo it and then we get bored halfway through and it phases out.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah. I was like, how the hell can it go from like 61 in 36 minutes?
But and still, then 113 apparentlys.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, but going off the strike rate for the first half an hour, I'm as disappointing.
Shall we try harder?
Apparently, we should try harder, apparently.
Apparently so, yes.
Thank you for James and, was it Susanna, tweeting in the apparently.
That was and Mr. Moe and above.
And Mr. Moe and Chris in Nepal. Actually, Chris in China now.
That's change not his right. Name.
You're still Chris in Nepal. I don't care if you move back to Wales. You're still Chris in Nepal.
Always.
He doesn't use Twitter, but he sent me a message on WhatsApp saying, apparently, hashtag all that shit. Yay! Thank you for listening.
Thanks.
Woo! Actually, thank everybody for listening, because we appreciate your support.
We do.
Always.
Always.
And here we are at episode 15.
14.
15.
14.
15. You're not fucking me over on this one again. You do this every time. Not every week, but most times you go, Lily, was this? And I go, no, you dickhead. Proper straight-laced, looking like a right bell end. Not this week. No, Siri. Episode 15. Wow, 15. We made it.
A lot.
It is a lot.
We made it. Did we set that as a target?
I don't know. I think we set one as a target, didn't we?
I tell you what though, Ronnie's looking forward to the live 100th episode.
You got a long fucking wait. That's like 2 years away. I think actually that's probably going to be like Christmas 2018, around that time.
That's cool.
And we've got a lot of build up.
Yeah.
Christ, that's a long way. That's a lot of episodes.
It's a long way. We'll do it.
Yeah, definitely. I love doing it. It's great fun. This episode will go out after it, but I'm really looking forward to Ronnie receiving his post this week.
I'm looking forward to Ronnie receiving his post. He said he will know it's us if he receives gravel or multiple takeaways. But I told him.
And a subscription to Caravan Monthly. Yeah,
we don't share food, so it will never be a food parcel.
No.
Never.
Oh, you have a lot of fun coming your way, Ronnie. Maybe Mr. Matthew Jones might be able to learn something from you. Just saying. But yes, episode 15. Yeah. It's been a blast. Shall we kick off this week with some music news?
Yes, let's.
Dun, 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 dun. That was my music news.
Was that
music.
The intro? Okay, yeah. I'll start then, yeah? Mm. So, we have some news.
Which is really weird because this is the news bit. Who would have thought? Because I was thinking, let's do news and then let's maybe talk about what we've been listening to or what gigs are coming up or just shoot the shit.
I'm
or anything.
So glad you're here because I don't know what I'm doing without you.
Well, I had to power through. I had laryngitis. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Did I mention it?
You're my hero, apparently. Can I have your autographs?
Yes. What would you like me to sign?
Toilet paper. That's what you're worth.
Thanks. I will sign my name in piss.
Nice.
In the snow.
Nice.
When I take you to Canada. Oh, change the tune now, aren't you?
Oh,
change
God.
The tune now. Oh, I'm going to slag him off for being ill. Oh, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Snipe, snipe, snipe. Oh, yeah, we're going to Canada. I love you so much. You're my best friend. And, oh, I fucking love you. Would you like me to make you a sandwich? Oh, you sit down, boy. You're too ill to keep your feet up.
You are my best friend.
I know.
And you'll be even bester if you take me to Canada.
Bester?
Yeah.
Fucking state of your language. What?
Bester.
You're not calling me Uncle Bester. No. No, you're not.
I am. You're not. From now on. Uncle Bester.
No.
Actually, Nestor.
Nestor?
Yeah. Anyway, what? This is the news segment. This isn't news.
Trevor McDonald wouldn't do this shit. He's a professional.
Right, you get it rolling then.
I will get it rolling. This is the news.
We know that, because this is the news. We got like 3 minutes of us going, this is the news, this is the news.
Well, I just want people... Do you know what? No, you say that, but in a digitized world these days, in a fast-moving world, people don't have attention spans. It could be a couple of seconds go past and they could be like, what am I listening to again? I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
This is the news.
Okay, right. This is the news.
I want to start off with some sad news.
Okay.
That's not a band breaking up. We reported Color of Noise a few weeks ago. That was sad news. This isn't as sad because the band goes on. This is Crowbot news. Rhythm section. Jake and Paul have left the band. That means there's no drums, there's no bass. Creative differences. Probably they wanted to play drum and bass and the other guys didn't. So, you know, that's always going to throw up a bit of an issue in a band, right? But they have been replaced, though. They must have realised they needed drums and bass. Alec Padron of Scorpion Child is now in on bass. And Kevin Fender, formerly of The Sword. I haven't listened to The Sword for ages. I like The Sword. You need to check out The Sword. He is on drums.
Cool.
Yes, so creative differences. It happens. It's music. It happens.
It does.
Yeah. But that means maybe they'll go on and do something else. I don't know.
Maybe we'll have creative differences one day and we'll have to go our separate ways.
Pretty sure we have creative differences every single day and we're still together. So I don't think that's going to... I think with me and you, I think we just compromise, you know? I realise that there's no point in arguing with you and I just let you have what you want.
That's right.
Yeah. But it's sad news, but wish them all the best. Crowbot and Jake and Paul, and yeah. Whatever they choose to do.
Cool.
Good stuff.
Right.
Kind of.
Item number two of the news.
Are we in the news still?
This is the
oh
news.
Oh my god, this is the news.
This is the news number two.
You said number two.
Planet Rock.
You soundbagged me.
Yeah, I soundbagged you. You're doing childish jokes. I'm moving on.
You're a childish joke.
Wait, you went full Will Ferrell then.
Did I really? Then my drumming would have improved. Excellent.
Okay.
Planet Rock.
Weekend tickets without accommodation have now gone on sale. So go get them if you want to go. You can get the 3-day package or the 4-day, which will get you in, well, the gold level into the Thursday night as well.
And a free t-shirt.
And a free t-shirt. They've only got 30 caravans left. That's
crazy.
And they haven't even announced a single band yet.
I was going to ask, have they announced a band? Because I can't, I mean, there's so many festivals, there's so many announcements, I can't keep up. That's why I listened to Down the Front, for all the latest news.
Obviously.
Obs. Fist bump. It didn't sell out last year, did it?
I don't know.
Did it? I thought somebody said it didn't. Because I was just going to ask the question, if there's only 30 vans left, you know, how many did they have left last year, if it sold better? I think they made a big deal about it this year, so I'm guessing it probably has sold more tickets at this point than last year.
I think this is their fifth year of doing it, and it's obviously, it's growing in popularity, or I don't know whether they can find a bigger place to hold these things, but maybe that's the...
I don't know, I mean,
keep it at that size,
I like Trekkle Bay, I thought it was really cool there.
And they pick some of the biggest caravan sites to do these things on.
Yeah, well, you got to.
You have to. I mean, it's an incredible weekend, it's going to be brilliant.
Yeah, I had a great time, it was my first Rockstock last year, it was yours as well, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, we're still wearing our wristbands.
It's April now, and a good 4 months on.
We don't want the party to end.
Oh my god, we're clinging to it. Oh my god, it's still Rockstock to me, baby. But no, it was first Rockstock. It was great. A word of advice, though, anybody that is going, bring warm clothes, because it is bastard cold. I have never, ever felt my bones freeze. I was freezing cold. I wasn't even staying there.
You weren't staying there. You just had the day tickets to come in. But going in the caravan at night, and I had one of the lower level caravans, it was...
Oh, shit.
It was freezing. I was proper layered up going to bed. Yeah. I was like, you know that episode of Friends where Joey puts on all of Chandler's clothes? That's what I was like going to bed.
I'm wearing everything you own.
Oh, my God. It was so cold.
You were still cold.
But even outside, do you remember when we were walking back through the site, a proper teeth chattering?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It was, oh my god, I couldn't stop it.
Wind just whipping through you, and I'm like, I can't feel my spine. My legs are just fucked. I've never been so fucking cold in my life.
It's fine inside, though.
Yeah, inside was great.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great setup there. They've got it down.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I like the way the two stages are. It's a great event. Just tickets left.
John Norman does an amazing job pulling that together.
He does, and the whole Planet Rock crew then on the day or on the weekend, really, they do a great job. So props there to John and the guys at Planet Rock. 30 vans left. You
don't hang about if there. I mean, that's even if there's 30 left now. Don't hang about. If you're planning on going, get out there, buy your tickets now.
It's well worth it. As I say, no bands have been announced, but you know what you're going to get, and it's going to be great. So,
okay. Do you want some more news?
Yeah, go on.
All right.
Give me some news.
Okay.
Welcome to my voice. Mickey Mouse is our new guest. Disney is sponsoring us. Oh, can you imagine if Disney sponsored us? I mean, we'd have to cut down all the swearing you do, but like, think of the sweet money and merchandise we'd have.
I just can't stop swearing. It's terrible.
You're terrible.
It's terrible.
You fucking sort that out.
I will.
I think I got Tourette's though. Is that an excuse?
No.
Okay. Give me some news. Hit me with it.
Queens of the Stone Age. They've been working on a new album. Everybody's kind of waiting for that. This week they've put a teaser on social media. They've put up a new logo. And underneath that they have the words Coming 25. So there's speculation whether that's a track name,
what
an album name, or whether it's a clue towards the release date. But you and I had a chat about it. We don't think it's a release date.
I think a release date would probably have more numbers. I think it's either a song title or an album title.
Yep.
I'm going to call it now and say it's a song.
Is it possible that it has nothing to do with anything and they're just putting up to tease people?
Probably, yeah.
There we go then. Or maybe it's the name of the company that designed the new logo.
Yeah, maybe. Coming 25. Yeah, I don't know. But it's good though. They're doing something. So.
No one knows.
You're
too good. Okay, give me some news.
I've got some news to follow. Massive Wagons.
Yeah.
Tribute single. Back to the Stack. They've got a video coming out for that as well. That is out April the 24th. All proceeds going to the Teenage Cancer Trust. That's obviously a tribute single to Rick Parfitt of The Status Quo.
Yes.
I don't want to say The Mighty Quo because I've never really been a fan of them. So.
It's a cracking single.
Yes, it is. It is. And it's great that all the proceeds are going to Teenage Cancer Trust as well.
Really, really good.
So that's really cool. I'm looking forward to seeing the video. I know Baz was saying if he never does anything ever again in music, he's very happy with the video and that'll be a great high point. So, you know, hey, not hyping it up or anything, you know, but I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Cracking stuff.
Yeah.
And more news?
Should we give you a bit more news?
Let's talk about Powerpipes Nathan James and his band.
Inglorious. They're doing some signings in HMV.
In when?
HMV.
Oh,
HMV signings and acoustic set.
Yeah.
4 dates.
Mm-hmm.
All leading up to their album launch on the 19th of May. May the 15th in Birmingham.
Yes.
Not Birmingham, Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Say it properly for radio, darling. Radio.
Thank you.
May the 16th, Liverpool.
Yeah.
May the 17th, Leeds. May the 18th, Reading.
Nathan James' hometown.
Is it?
Yes.
He's from Reading?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Now you do.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I.
Joe! And obviously the album comes out the day after.
And the launch is the day after.
Yeah.
19th.
Yeah.
It's a little nice one of dates there.
Album launch at the Islington Assembly Hall.
Yes.
And supported by the incredible Mason Hill.
Fuck, yes!
Yes.
Because, do you know what? I keep forgetting this information, and every time I see it, it's kind of funny. It's like I've got some kind of, like, brain disorder, which I probably have, where I go, oh, Inglourious Album, supported by Mason Hill! Oh my God, that's really cool! I've never seen Mason Hill live, they're really good! Ah!
And then
I forget about it, and then I see it again, I'm like, oh my God, Mason Hill! When was this announced?
They're a brilliant band, they're so good, and so vocals are just incredible. They'll blow you away.
I know you've seen them live. If it's only the once you've seen them. You've seen them a couple of times.
Once.
Just the once. They're good though, yeah.
Yeah, you'll love them.
I will. I will love them. I'm looking forward to it. I know we're speaking with Matthew Jones about it.
Yes.
And he's really excited because he loves Mason Hill. He thinks they're great.
He needs to come down and see them.
He won't come down from Manchester.
Come down.
Hey, Matthew Jones. Come down from Manchester.
Illusion.
Twisted Illusion. Show Nathan James how it's done on the Power Pipes. Fight.
If you come down, I'll wear your t-shirt back to front.
I'll wear it inside out so you can't even see it on the back.
That's a good idea.
That'll learn you, bitch. But okay. Seriously, come on down.
Yeah, that's cool. So that's going to be cracking things going on in May for Inglourious.
Yeah, big things to come off the back of this album, you reckon?
Yeah.
I mean, we obviously heard 3 singles from the album. You think they're going to just explode?
I hope so. I think they're a great band. He's got a great voice.
Yeah.
Things like that. Yeah. I like them.
Yeah, I like them. What do you reckon? Headliners for Rockstock? Calling it now?
Possibly.
Yeah?
If not them.
Because they were on main stage last year, weren't they? Like 3 or 4 down the card. But I reckon headlining, maybe not the whole thing. I reckon they'll get a bigger band on the whole, like for the last night, like they did with Blackstone Cherry.
Will they bring Stone Broken back? Because everyone was saying last year, you know, Stone Broken opened the main stage.
That's
on
right,
Friday,
yeah.
But like, they deserve to be much higher up.
I reckon if Stone Broken come back, which they probably will, I don't reckon they'll close a night. I reckon they'll be
second or third from the top of the bill. I reckon Inglourious will probably headline, what is it, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? I reckon they might headline a Saturday night.
Yeah.
But obviously, it depends on budget. It depends on who else they can get as well. So I think we're going to have like a real big name band there as well. So that'll be cool. But yeah,
probably nine.
Yeah, we'll open, you know, an envelope or something, whatever they want.
You know, an envelope to announce who's on the stage.
We're the opposite of Peter Von Toy, where he doesn't have music out there. He just goes and plays live. We have all the music out there, but we just don't bother playing live.
Good stuff.
Another bit of news this week. Kind of cool. Korn are going on a South American, I was going to say road trip. Hey, bro, let's go on a road trip. They're going on a South American tour. Starts April the 17th, runs to April the 27th. Their bassist, Fieldy, cannot go on this tour for reasons we do not know. Possibly visa issues due to possible alleged offences, maybe? I don't
allegedly.
Know.
Allegedly.
I can say anything I want as long as I put the word allegedly. Allegedly. He's been done for drugs, allegedly. In the past, allegedly. But fuck that shit. Who are they replacing him with? Not some, like, legendary bassist. Oh, no. The 12-year-old son of Metallica bassist, Rob Trujillo?
Do you know what? I read this, and I was like, oh, my God, that's so awesome for a 12-year-old little boy. But don't be fooled. This kid can play.
Well, yeah, I've seen the video, and he's like, shit, this boy's got chops. He is going to be a big star in the music industry.
Definitely.
But yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Like,
how awesome for him, and how cool is he going to be in his school when he gets back from that tour?
I'm pretty sure he's probably cool already. His dad's in Metallica, like. But yeah, he's like, hiya, can I take a few days off? There's this thing in the news recently, wasn't there, with that guy that's taken some counsel to court because he was fined for taking his kid out of school. Or can you imagine? It was like, hi, yeah, I'm taking my son out of school. I hope you got a good reason for this, Mr. Trujillo.
Oh, yeah. Work experience.
Yeah, he's actually going to play six gigs with Korn. So fuck are you, school of life, bitch. I'm sure that's how the conversation went down.
Yeah, I am sure as well.
Yeah.
That's so awesome, though, for him.
It's great for him. Like, fucking, what an experience.
Awesome stuff.
12-year-old Ty going on tour with Korn. Happy days.
Reminds me of a time when I was 12 years old and went on tour with a...
You know, I think you just got in some strange van. That was a tour.
Yeah, King Creature didn't exist down there when I was there.
No.
No, just the Wurzels.
Just the Wurzels. I went on tour on their Combine Harvester. Hoo-ar! I remember when I got picked up by a bunch of kids in a van and we went around solving mysteries. Jinkies.
Shall we now have an interview?
I'm thinking, yes.
Let's do it.
Who do we interview?
We spoke to Midlands metal band, I Saw the World Burn.
We did.
Awesome group.
They are fantastic.
Loved them.
And do you know what? They're really nice people as well.
They are, lovely.
Quietest drummer in the world. Maybe we should take some lessons, Ronnie. Yeah? Always mouthing off to me on text. Just saying. I love you, Ronnie. You're my boy. Lovely band. Katie on vocals. What a fucking beast. There's definitely an arch enemy vibe going on there. Lamb of God as well. When I first heard her, I didn't know it was a her. Is that right? It was a her? I didn't know she was not a he. What? You know, it's just this deep, raw, it's constant.
It's bad you naturally assume with a voice that's a vocal like it's, that.
Yeah.
You assume it's male.
Which actually then is wrong because it's you wrong. Do have vocalists like Lizzie from Sir Chalene. Yeah. Last week we mentioned. But like Angela Gossow, formerly of Arch Enemy, and Elisa now who is of Arch Enemy, you do have these girls that do these massive, massive roars. There's one, I think the band is called Once Human. It's Logan Mader from, used to be Machine Head. I think it's his wife or his girlfriend on vocals. And I saw a video, Friends on Facebook. She put a video up of her just, it's fucking brutal. And it, like, and Katie as well with I Saw the World Burn. Some of them have got bigger fucking balls, deeper balls than guys.
Yep.
So you hear it and yeah, you naturally think that aggressive masculine music is what it is, right? And you think, oh, this guy's cool. And then you're like, oh, who's in the band? Katie Cairns. That's a weird name for a guy. It's like, oh shit, it's a girl. And fuck, she's good. That undersells it. She's fucking awesome.
She is.
The band are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
From the Midlands.
All the bands coming from the Midlands now.
Except all the bands that are coming from Scotland or Northern Ireland or Wales. But you're right, all the bands are coming from the Midlands. But there's a good groundswell there in the Midlands. Mm. And I think it's the same with everywhere, where we touched upon it before, haven't we, about like supporting the scene and where the next headline is going to come from. They're these bands. They are fucking awesome.
We will catch them live.
We will catch them live. Sooner
rather than
later. We will, definitely. Absolutely. We're going to play out their interview with a song called Nullify. Check it out. You will love it. We love it. It's awesome. Should we play the interview?
Roll tape.
We're here with everybody from I Saw the World Burn. How are you guys doing?
All good. We're all good, thank you.
Yay.
So awesome. We're catching you just before you're going on stage to, because you're playing Mosh Against Cancer Festival tonight.
That's right, yeah. We are indeed.
That's
two
awesome.
Two bands have been on already, and they were awesome.
Oh, that's great. And you got great weather for it as well.
Yeah, it looks lovely there.
I know. It's just getting everyone inside, but everyone is, so it's all good.
It's awesome.
Drinks are flowing. Excellent. It
is. So can you tell the people who are listening to our podcast who may not have heard of your band how you guys came together, what kind of sound you have?
Me?
Yes.
I think the sound's a bit weird. It's a mix mash of lots of different things, and that's pretty much how we came together as well.
Yeah, loads of different influences, different styles, but ultimately it's heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy, nice and heavy, a little bit different.
Meaty metal.
Meaty metal.
I think that's such a great way to explain your music, because it is really, really heavy. It's fantastic, but it's melodic as well, and it's just, I like that. It's great.
Ah, awesome, I'm glad you like that, yeah.
Your melody is good.
I like the heavy
It grooves though, doesn't it? It just smacks you in the face with the riffs and it grooves.
Your vocals they're brutal. It's the only way I can explain it, and you maintain that throughout every track. It's just phenomenal.
Oh, thank you. You're quite brutal. I've got massive balls.
That's what the wheelbarrow there's for, I see, yeah. Who are your influences vocally then? Because it's weird for us to speak to a girl that sings the way you sing.
So my influences is Randy Bly from Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I absolutely love him. Obviously, Miss Angela Gossow as well from Archer. You've got to include Angela. I also really like, who I think, because he's dead quirky, is Greg from Dillinger Escape Plan. Because he sounds so unique.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've got to work on that, maybe sounding a bit more unique would be good. But yeah. Those three, definitely.
That's cool. That's a good list.
So you brought out your debut self-titled EP in 2015, and then you brought out an EP last year called Baron.
Yep.
Are you working on more? Can we expect more to be coming from you?
When I'm not crashing bikes.
No.
We're writing as much as possible at the moment. Obviously, lots of gigs keep coming in, so it's trying to work that into the writing process, which all takes a lot of time, but we're hoping to get back into the studio by the end of the year if we can. If not, early next year, I reckon we'll be ready.
And how do you guys write? Is that something that you all have a collective thing to do?
Yeah, I mean, it starts off with whatever falls out of my brain, and then I bring that to the band, make sure everyone's happy with that, keep working on stuff, and then we just bring everyone's influences into that. So it does become a complete process.
I would like to add, though, that Ian is a bit of a riffly. He is phenomenal with his riffs and his input in there. And like I say, we work around the beasty, meaty riffs then.
That's awesome. And you played Bloodstock as well, and you won the final for Metal to the Masses, which is amazing.
Well, we didn't win, but we were invited. We got to the final.
Okay.
A band called After the Abduction won. So we were Simon Hall special guests, which was fantastic. So we were finalists anyway. We got to play, and off the back of that, we got interviewed for Scuzz TV by Daniel P. Carter, Radio 1.
Oh, that's cool.
And then we got our video on rotation for a number of weeks as well, which was fantastic. So, I mean, Bloodstock, as an upcoming band, it provided such a big opportunity for us. And I recommend, a lot of people go against the Battle of the Bands thing, but highly recommend it. We made loads of friends. We had a great weekend away.
Yeah,
and we've
awesome.
Had loads of projection as a band as well, which has been phenomenal.
I say, it must have been an amazing experience for you guys to play to crowds of that size at that kind of established festival.
It was awesome, but it was a tiny bit scary. Like, at first I thought, oh, there won't be many people there when we were, like, sound checking. And then, I came back, like, looked back around and I was like, oh, dear, there's lots of people. I think I might have wet myself a little.
Exclusive, there we are. I saw the real pee.
That must give you that must give you the bug for keep pushing doing what you're doing to try and get back and maybe repeat those kind of things.
Yeah,
gives us the drive to keep working and keep pushing, really. You know, we always want to try and do the next thing, the next big thing. Obviously, Bloodstock's pretty massive. We're not going to be hard to beat that, to be fair. But at the same time, we are looking to progress all the time and, you know, grow as a band.
That's awesome. What gigs have you guys got coming up? Any festivals coming up then this year as well?
We have. We're playing as part of the Metal to the Masses process. We're headlining at Firebug in Leicester, 16th of April. We've got Bits and Bobs coming up we've not announced yet. We've got SOS Fest in Manchester. Playing that's going to be a really good one.
Yeah.
What else have we got? Quite a bit, haven't we?
Yeah, at the moment we're just trying to get to places we've not been to yet. We've done obviously quite a lot of gigs in the northwest. We're trying to get out to sort of Scotland and travel around a bit more. Trying to get back down to London as well. So yeah, if anyone wants us, give us a shout.
Oh, we're doing Power Fest as well in Norwich.
Yep.
Yeah, all the way down to Norwich. We're playing Gloucester in September. So all over the place, really. Yeah, it's quite nice to get out and about.
It's great. You seem to have a lot of things going on, so there's a lot of excitement coming up for you guys.
Yeah, we like to keep busy.
Yeah, busy and excited.
Keeps us out of trouble.
It also gets us in a lot of trouble.
It's all about balance.
We do have a drummer here as well, and she's very quiet.
just keeping the rhythm at the back, that's good.
Drummers aren't real people.
Aww.
So mean, look at him. We love you, it's fine. So you guys, obviously, yeah, you say you're playing all over the place. Do you guys love gigging then? Is that something you just want to keep on doing, but it's like, do you live for gigs rather than recording, is what I'm trying to say.
We have to be quite selective at the moment purely because the writing process.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, as a band, we want to get out there and play wherever we can, whenever we can, as often as we can. But we don't want it to detract away from the writing process because we want to deliver something that's really special.
Yeah.
So once Ian's given birth to more riffs, we'll start unleashing some on the live shows. We're going to play a new song today in Coventry, which is going to be exciting. So yeah, it's just finding that balance. That's the hard part, finding that balance. You know, we want to get out there as much as we can. We love being out on the road. We're like a dysfunctional heavy metal family, which is great. But at the same time, you know, writing's where it's at. And we have got some great ideas on the go, haven't we?
Yeah.
I love gigging though, because you get to see so many different bands and meet loads of people. That's always awesome.
So when it comes to performing for you guys, what makes a good gig for you?
Crowd interaction and stuff like that. I absolutely love that. That's great. When everyone's like, woo! And stuff. Yeah, I love that.
Just
it
feeding
makes
off
me
the
even weirder.
Yeah. So it's feeding off the energy of the crowd then, their reaction back. Like, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Love it.
Awesome.
We get amongst it, don't we?
We do indeed.
And do you guys get to go to many gigs yourselves? Like you say, you like seeing other bands and things?
Yeah, we
do push to support new music. You know, it's what it's all about. The scene is alive, no matter where you are or how you go about it. Get to a show, support new music, buy a CD, buy a T-shirt. I don't mean ours, I mean everybody's, you know.
Yes.
It's music, because if you don't, it'll go to shit. We don't want that. We want to be out there gigging with all the new bands and the old bands and, you know, music is alive and well. You just got to keep pushing it.
Yeah.
Are there any bands in your scene right now that you can recommend to us? Any good bands you've seen lately?
Oh, well.
Here we go.
Come under you, obviously.
Well, we did a really, really fun gig in Manchester, and it was End of Salvation.
Yes.
For me, they really hit the spot for me. I absolutely loved them. They were just so much fun. Yeah, they were brilliant.
A band called This Is Turin, they're good friends of ours. Mm-hmm. They're all right. I'll check them out. they're awesome. They are
awesome.
They are where we would like to be very soon. You know, they're a very good band at a great level, very professional. And we love them to bits.
Yeah.
Ian?
I think that's it, mainly. Obviously, yeah, keep your eye on, obviously, the new bus station. But that was pretty good representation of what's going on.
Yeah,
just get out and support your local scene. Yeah, amongst it, you never know who you're going to see.
Yeah, you could see the next future headliner of a big festival or...
Absolutely.
You know, that's what we want, you know, everyone's saying, where's the next headliner coming from? Your Metallica's, your AC/DC's, yeah, they're going to move on, but who is next? And there is plenty of bands out there, we just need to find who the hell they are.
Yeah, so for people to support you guys, they can buy your merch, you've got a Bandcamp page that people can go to and they can buy your music as well,
indeed.
Yeah. You're on Facebook at I Saw the World Burn and you're on Twitter at ISTWB.
That's correct. Okay. You've done your research. That's awesome.
You just came to us.
Instagram as well.
Instagram as well, brilliant.
We are social media whores. We have to be.
I think that's the way these days, though, isn't it? You've got to keep on that.
It is. interaction's everything.
Yeah, definitely. So we can't recommend highly enough that people come and check you out, because you guys, absolutely, you're awesome. You really are awesome.
Are we going to see you at a show soon?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Definitely.
Awesome. We will be down the front.
Yeah.
We'll get in the pit with you.
Absolutely.
But we're going to play your interview out with one of your songs, Nullify. Yeah, can't wait to just let people hear that. Yeah. It's a cracking song.
I'm going to unleash you to the world.
Yes.
A small part of the world, at least.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us, and I really hope your gig goes brilliantly this afternoon.
Yeah, have a great gig, guys.
Thank you. We appreciate your time and support as well.
Thank you.
No, take care.
Awesome. Take care.
Bye.
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 Let's go, the three.
Nullify. Awesome.
Awesome. Don't turn off this podcast, but what I want you to do afterwards is go and check out more of their stuff, and I want you to buy their merch because they are fucking awesome. They deserve your support. They deserve to get to another level and another level beyond that and another one beyond that. They need to explode.
I agree. Wholeheartedly.
I wholeheartedly agree.
So, what have you been listening to this week, David?
What have I been listening to this week? Honestly, not that much. It's been a bit of a hectic week. I've listened to the new Deep Purple album.
Yep.
This is going to cause more thunder shit. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. I need to give it a proper listen all the way through because I haven't. I've listened to it in bits. My instant reaction to it was, it's a bit boring. I played a couple of songs for you this morning.
It was very dull.
Yeah. Are you a Deep Purple fan at all, though? Or?
I've listened to some of their stuff. I'm not saying I'm an over-the-top fan. It sounded like something was missing. You know, like, I think I said to you before, like, it sounded like somebody's forgot to put the drumming track in or one of the guitar tracks, or there's just levels missing. And it sounds to me dull and a bit flat. There's not enough guts to it. Do you know what I mean?
I think I know what you mean. Like, so are you trying to say to me like the drums are too quiet, or are you trying to say that actually as a whole bottom end, the drums and the bass need to kind of be raised to give it more of a foundation for everything else to sit on, or are you just saying it's a bit thin, so it's a bit bland in that respect?
It's a bit bland. It's a bit insipid.
Insipid. That's a good word. That's a good band name.
Yeah.
Insipid.
That's your band name.
No, that's how my band makes you feel.
Isn't it? No. But no, it's just, yeah, it's a bit, it sounds thin, it sounds flat, it sounds dull.
Yeah.
I would turn it off and go listen to something else.
Which is technically what I kind of did. I do like Deep Purple. Obviously, they're a classic rock band. One of the best ever, I would say. But yeah, I wasn't fussed on this album. But I will go back and listen to it properly and give it, you know, because Deep Purple, like, give it the fucking attention it deserves. And I hope I'm wrong. I really do hope I'm wrong. I hope I listen to it now and go, oh yeah, actually, I get it. Duh. But on my first listen, albeit in bits, I wasn't fussed. And I know there's going to be a lot of people that might probably disagree with me because I'm seeing a lot of love for that album, which is great for Deep Purple, but hey, not for me. I listened to British Sea Power, new album. They're like an indie rock band. Have you ever listened to British Sea Power?
No.
They're pretty cool. Unfortunately, though, again, I don't really remember the album. It kind of just came and went for me. Started listening to Fink's new album, but I turned it off. I just wasn't for me. And I like some of the older stuff he's done, like Biscuits for Breakfast, I really enjoyed. And
I like Biscuits for Breakfast.
Rusks for Breakfast, there's a sequel. So he's cool, but it's not really, you know, other than Deep Purple, I haven't really listened to that much rock and metal stuff other than, you know, some of the stuff you played for me. And
so I'll tell you what I've been listening to.
And
then.
That kind of stuff. Yeah.
I listen to a band called Red Sun Rising, which I've listened to quite a lot before. Cracking band. They're kind of melodic hard rock. They're from Ohio. They've got forceful guitars, anthemic vocals. They're a cracking band. But they also do a cover of Alanis Morissette's Uninvited, which I really like.
How? What? Interesting.
Yeah.
Is it good?
I really like it. They don't kind of like really switch it up to make it a different song. It's still the same song sung in the same way, but it's just done by them, and therefore it gives it a whole, just, it's different.
It's different.
I really like it.
Cool.
Yeah, check them out.
I will check them out. I mean, based on that description alone, that sounds like it's right up my street. I love melodic hard rock. Obviously, for me, the finest purveyors of melodic hard rock are probably Falling Nine, I would say. Nobody does it better, right?
Right, shut up.
No, but that sounds awesome. I will check them out.
Next band I listen to is called Nothing More. You're looking at kind of progressive rock with like an explosion of heavy metal on top of that.
Explosion. I love your descriptions this week. It's good.
I know. My hands.
And the hands as well. We need to be visual with this podcast.
They've got, it's like radio ready alternate rock as well, so that's kind of in there. If you kind of want to know who they sound like, it's kind of like similar to System of a Down, Incubus, 30 Seconds to Mars, all blended in. There's a lot there going on.
Yeah, I've heard of this band before, and I agree, there's very much that early 2000s kind of alt rock kind of mainstream sound, like you say, System, Incubus, yeah, to some degree, 30 Seconds to Mars as well, but they're a really good band, worth checking out.
Yeah.
I'd love to see them live, actually. I think they'd be good live. They're awesome.
So they're great.
Anybody else?
Yeah, Candlelight Red, another hard rock band, melodic hooks, killer riffs.
Killer riffs.
One of those bands, they're from Pennsylvania, but they're one of those bands that you could stick them in front of a crowd of rock fans and they would love them, or you could stick them in front of a crowd of metal fans, they would love them.
Okay.
So they've got a lot going on. They're
like
really
a tweener
good.
Band.
Yeah, I really like them.
What are they called?
Candlelight Red.
Candlelight Red.
So that's
and
them.
Red Sun Rising.
Yes.
These bands with all the same words in their names.
It
confuses the fuck out of me.
Also, I had a chat with the Matthew Jones Twisted Illusion.
Matthew Jones and Twisted Illusion?
Because I was saying to him, I've never really been into prog, and it's kind of like his band that I've now started listening to different
That's
prog
cool,
things.
Though.
So it's quite
That's
cool. So he started saying to me, go listen to this person, go listen to that person. So I've been following up on that. So he sent me to listen to Coheed and Cambria, and I know they're playing at Download this year.
Awesome band.
Awesome band. I know I've heard you speak about them before,
yeah.
But I've never listened to them. Really enjoyed them.
They're a really good band. Their latest album, I think it's... I can't remember the title off the top of my head. I think it's The Colour and the Sun. It's just an album of songs, where their previous stuff has been one big kind of concept. There's a graphic novel and everything. It's one big concept story. It's awesome. But their new album is just kind of straight ahead songs. I loved that album when it came out. There's some really good shit on there. I would say that if you wanted to listen to them as a newbie, there's a good way to ease you into them. Because it's everything that they do, but it's more accessible, I guess. Or Blood Red Summer is a good song as well to check out. But I saw them live in Cardiff last year. I've never seen them live before. Oh, they're good.
Yeah.
They're good. Claudio's got such massive hair. It just looks like Cousin It on stage. It's just this wall of hair and a guitar. And his quality. They're a great band. So if we get to catch them at Download.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
If we go, of course, that'd be great.
Yeah. Also, he sent me to listen to Devin Townsend.
Awesome.
So I've only listened to one of the albums so far. It was the album that Matt told me to go listen to, which was Epicloud.
Yes.
And it was amazing. It's so diverse. Every single song is different. It sounds like you're on a shuffle play with loads of other different bands.
Yeah.
It's like, I really enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed it.
He's got a very extensive discography. Lots of different styles throughout, from like wall of sound, heavy metal, to really crisp, clear acoustic with falsetto vocals and everything else in between. He is completely underrated as a musician, I think. In certain circles, obviously not, but in the majority of music, yes, he is. Epicloud is a great start. Well done, Matthew Jones, for recommending that as a start. I would recommend going and check out more of his stuff. And same with Coheed as well.
Mm-hmm.
Both awesome, awesome bands.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cracking. And then last night, of course, you and I were listening to Adrenaline Mob because we hadn't listened to them for ages. But
yeah.
I love those guys, so.
Yeah, they're great. When their album came out last year, that's probably the last time I actually listened to them. I can't even remember why we put them on. You were flicking through some stuff.
We were just going through music.
Yeah. Went, ooh, Adrenaline Mob. Yeah. So if you've never heard of Adrenaline Mob, go and check them out because they are top quality musicness.
And you checked out the Papa Roach singles.
I did. What are they called? Born for Greatness, Help, and Periscope, which features Skylar Grey. Born for Greatness, I think I liked. I don't remember it. I actually listened to that probably as soon as we recorded the last episode. I probably went and listened to it. So it's a week ago now. I can't remember. Help is good. It's catchy. I think I was singing along to the chorus by the end of it. And then let me get on to Periscope. Now, cast your mind back a couple of episodes where I played you Linkin Park's Heavy. And you were basically ripping the shit out of it.
I don't think I did. I just said it was
pretty
a bit
pretty sure it was a... Yeah.
It's not Linkin Park.
So listened to new Linkin Park single, Heavy. Not a fan.
It's awful.
So if I said sum up the Linkin Park single, Heavy, in one word or one sound. Well, which is a fair point, to be fair.
I didn't go on full Vega, right?
You didn't go on... no, okay. You never went full Vega. That is... Okay.
Save that for special occasions.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Special bands.
Fucking poor bands, poor bands. But you basically said that there's nothing that Papa Roach could put out, which would be that shit. And you love everything they do, and all hail Papa Roach. And that was it. It was just like, oh my God, they're amazing. Right?
I love Papa Roach, yeah. So they could bring out anything. Even a Linkin Park sounding single, like, they've just been released, and
right.
I'd still like it.
If Papa Roach brought out their version of Linkin Park's Heavy, like, or whatever, you know, you'd love it.
Well,
even if it didn't sound like Papa Roach at all.
Maybe, because Jacoby's still good to look at, so I'd still be happy.
So, I listened to Periscope, and the first thing I did was smile and chuckle to myself, because I thought, oh my God, this sounds so much like fucking Linkin Park's Heavy in terms of style. I can't wait to hear what you think about this. And we haven't discussed it yet, because I kind of said, no, I want to keep it for the podcast, because I want to see the reaction. I will say they are similar. I think that Papa Roach, they build up to something. They got, obviously, they have heavier instruments on that single than Linkin Park do. For me, Linkin Park, kind of, it went to a build-up, and then nothing. Periscope does. I think there's some melodic things in Heavy that are better than Papa Roach, but ultimately, it's pretty much, you know, the same style, not the same song, it's not a rip-off, but it's in that territory. So I really, really, really wanted to know what you thought of Periscope by Papa Roach.
It's a bit shit.
More like Crapper Roach, am I right?
it leans too much into pop for me. It's too, yeah, it's just a bit too.
But they've
poppy.
Always been quite accessible.
They have, but they've sounded.
But they have the rap in the head,
yeah, and it's got that heavy thing to it.
You retract your statement?
It's not that I retract my statement. I love Papa Roach.
Hey, that's fine. Because there's people that can still love Linkin Park based on heavy, right?
But yeah, whatever they were thinking with Periscope, they need to sort that shit out. Is that what you were hoping for? Or was you thinking I was going to say, I love it.
Oh, it's amazing. I love it. Oh, Jacoby. Oh, you're amazing. No, I smiled when I heard it because I was like, motherfucker, this is like right in Linkin Park territory. What the fuck is she going to say about it? And if you had turned around and said, oh, it's the best thing ever, I'd have just been like, bullshit. No fucking way. I would have had a massive go at you right now. Because of what you said about Linkin Park's heavy. So I'm glad your integrity is intact.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks so much. Definitely.
But now it is, right?
But the other two singles are good. I think the album as a whole will be good, I think, when it comes out in May.
Yeah.
Was it May the 12th? May the 19th? One of those dates. I can't remember. We said it before. Go back and listen. Oh, look it up yourself. Fucking lazy.
Another band I listen to.
Yes.
Blood Red Tanks. We're going to be seeing them in Swansea soon.
Oh, sweet.
Love them.
What are they like?
They're AOR. That's basically what they're like.
Oh, my God.
And yeah.
You're like an AOR band.
I know, shocking, isn't it?
Put your hand in the air!
Vega, if they insist on staying within that genre, need to take a listen to bands like this.
There's many bigger bands in AOR that Vega should be taking a leaf from, to be fair. But yeah. Why did you check them out? Because I thought the AOR tag would have put you right off.
Well, I didn't go down a list of AOR bands picking. But... I just thought, I'll check them out. They're on the lineup for where we're going.
Mm.
So I thought, I don't know who they are. I'll have a listen. Yeah, really, really like them. Really like them. Cracking band.
Do they encourage people to put their hands in the air?
No, I don't think they do.
Do they encourage people to be polite and keep them to their sides?
No. So they're playing at this gig we're going to in Swansea. And they're playing on the Saturday.
Right.
On the Friday night, headlining is Vega. Let me tell you what's going to happen, right?
Oh my God.
We're gonna
well, I'm not going to let you go shopping for fucking eggs or bricks or anything straight away. You'll make sure your hands are completely empty.
I'll tell you what, here and now, I'm going to promise something, right? I'm going to give Vega a second chance.
Okay. Is that based on the fact that people were saying in a certain setting they're great? Lindsay, of course, wrote a great review of them.
It's not that. I just think I want to give them a second chance because I judged them harshly.
No. Really?
Harshly. I'm not retracting anything I say. This
oh, no,
stands.
No. I think it
I just
want to
see if they're still as shit as they were the first time.
Choking on my drink. Thank you.
But I will give them a second chance and I will report back in
we will.
In June
it, we will report
about
back in June.
What I thought about Vega second time around. So this could be Vega Rant 2. I mean, people must like them. They're headlining.
Well, that's it. I mean... It seems like, I mean, in a way, I'm kind of glad that we're not like sheeple and we're all like, oh my God, Thunder, amazing. Oh my God, Vega, amazing. Oh my God, Deep Purple, the Holy Grail. You know, I like the fact that we hate bands.
we're not because, afraid to criticise.
Well, fuck, I mean, our Vega round was like legendary. I mean, you never know. Next gig we go to could stir something in me. I could have, I strive to have people come up to me and congratulate me on a rant. I aspire to be your Vega. I want that rant. I want that moment. I want my own Vega moment. So come on, bands. I know you're all not great. One of you is going to fuck me off. Make it so.
It's all right, though, because even if Vega fucked me off on the Friday night, we get to go back on the Saturday, and it's made better really easily.
Yeah, there's some cracking bands there.
Before you say who we hang out with, I'm looking forward to that weekend, because even if Vega do the same thing, and I have to go on rant number two...
Put your hand in the air!
I enjoyed that rant. It felt good.
It's like when you have a cry. It's quite therapeutic. Not that I cry often, but, you know, I just... Yeah, it's like that unleash that, like, aggression. Like, ah! Fuck are you all, Vega?
Cathartic.
That's the word I was looking for.
There we go.
Cathartic.
Yeah, I would like a bit more catharsis in June.
That's a good band name as well. Catharsis in June. Any bands want to steal these names? Well, pay us for them at least.
Yeah.
Vega, headlining. It's going to be interesting.
Da, da, da! I won't be down the front though, because if it's shit, I don't want to be trapped and have to listen to the whole set.
I don't know what the layout will be. So that really then, that's going to be... Ooh. That's going to be when we're in Wildfire. No, it won't be, actually. That's a lie. No, no. Yes, no, it will. When we're in Wildfire, that episode will go out.
Yeah.
So we'll be far away from Swansea.
So who are you looking forward to hanging out with?
Wrinkled Ronnie.
Obviously.
And the those damn crows boys.
Can't wait. We will be down the front for that one.
Latex Lloyd.
With eggs. Chain.
I was going to just wave some Haribo and see what happens.
Get his chub on.
He'd just be like this.
It's very complimentary to Ronnie then, David.
Well, I wanted it to get on the camera. I've had to raise the volume up quite a few decibels.
Oh dear. Good stuff going on there we've been listening to.
Yeah, it's been some good stuff.
I think it's time for chatting about gigs.
Shall I tell you what gigs are coming up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hit me.
Okay.
No!
April 29th, The Lounge in London. It's his first anniversary. Yes, it is.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Featuring
Shot Through the Heart.
Yay.
I don't know if they pronounce it like that.
No, they don't.
You know, with like that duh, duh, duh. But we do now.
Can't wait.
Cormel is here next week to reveal all.
Yes.
I'd rather he just speak to us rather than reveal all. But, you know, whatever takes your fancy, Cormel. We've been to the Lounge before for a Shot Through the Heart event.
Yes.
It was really cool. We saw a lot of great singers.
Yep.
Hopefully we get to go back again.
Yep.
We had a little adventure going up the stairs. The murder stairs.
Yep.
Apparently they've changed stuff. Possibly off our recommendation. We have that kind of pull now, apparently. I don't like the painting here. Change it. So, yeah. If diaries sync up, looking forward to that. Cormel's here next week.
Yep.
For his second appearance on DTF.
We will find out all the dirt about Shot Through the Heart.
Give us the haps. Because right. I don't have any details on it other than the date and where it's happening.
In fairness, you don't have details on anything, really. I just say to you, we're going here.
That is true, yeah.
Yeah. In other news.
Yes.
Cheap Trick, obviously, going to be doing a tour. They've got 3 dates. Mm. They are now going to be supported by our very own son and his band, Stone Broken.
Ah, Little Rich. Little Rich is out supporting Cheap Trick.
That's awesome.
That's great for them. Obviously, off the back of their Glenn Hughes support slot.
Yeah.
Cheap Trick are a band that I'm not really overly familiar with. I know a couple of songs, but, you know, they're obviously legendary in the rock game. That's great news for Stone Broken.
So you can go see them and Cheap Trick on June the 27th at the O2 Forum in Kentish Town, June the 28th at Manchester Academy, and the 29th at Bristol O2 Academy.
Awesome. Get your tickets. Go and support the Broken Army.
Let me tell you about another gig.
All right.
Switching up to May this time.
What?
May the 6th at the Black Heart in Camden, we have got Dead Man's Whiskey album launch.
Just finished recording in Cardiff.
I am so excited for this. This is another cracking band. Every song is just right on the money. It's just awesome. So I can't wait to see their new material.
I also cannot wait to see or hear their new material. Some of the snippets I heard on the internet when they were kind of putting up little videos sounded really cool.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the full mastered mixed versions.
It's gonna be
awesome. Who have they got supporting them?
Oh my God, it just gets better and better. They've got Wicked Stone.
Awesome.
Panic Island.
Never heard of them. But apparently they're awesome.
Cairo Sun.
Awesome. Wow, it's like 3 bands that are our friends and 1 band that is yet to be a friend. A stranger is just a friend you haven't met yet.
You're sickeningly annoying. I can't say that word.
I'm just annoying.
You're annoying.
You're an annoying machine.
So yeah, that's going to be cracking. And what's like even more like shocking, you've got all those amazing bands in a tiny venue, so it's quite exclusive.
Yeah.
£6 a ticket if you buy online and £8 if you buy on the door. But let me tell you, do not wait to buy on the door because I reckon this place will sell out.
Yeah, I reckon. Buy your tickets now, get them a couple of quid cheaper and then spend that money on booze. Oh, actually, fuck that. Don't bother drinking. Buy the merch. Buy the album that they're launching. It's a fucking idea.
Yeah.
Maybe buy the album. Support the bands.
Do it.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
It's in the wrong order, but I don't care. Cool. Who says hashtags have to be at the front?
How about we have a chat with Beth from Beth Blade and the Beautiful Disaster.
That sounds like a bloody good idea.
Yeah.
Should we do it?
Let's do it.
Because she's lovely.
She's lovely.
And the band are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
British Hailstorm?
Yeah. She's definitely got that influence going on.
Got that Lizzie vibe.
She has a growl going on. She's, yeah.
Not in Katie's league.
No, not like Katie, but she's still got that oomph there to her. She's an incredible vocalist.
Power pipes.
Power Pipes.
But they're a great band. If you haven't checked them out, do it. We were lucky enough to listen to their album. It's only been out a couple of weeks. We were lucky enough to listen to a preview of it back, Christ, when was it, January? Going back a bit now in order to review it. So thank you for that. It's great. It's a really good album. It's getting a lot of positive praise. Been in Classic Rock magazine recently, which is a massive deal for them as well. So they're growing. They're a band going places. They're a band that loves to gig. I think you're going to hear a lot of Beth Blade and the Beautiful Disasters going forward. They're playing Wildfire. Awesome. They're gigging tonight in Cardiff. Check them out. Let's play the interview.
Roll tape.
Okay, so we're here with Beth from Beth Blade and the Beautiful Disasters. How are you doing, Beth? You okay?
I'm okay, guys. How are you?
We're very good, thank you. For a lot of our listeners that may not have heard of you guys, can you just give us a little bit of a brief overview of how you formed and how you got up to present day?
So it's literally, we are 2 years old in 3 days.
Oh, happy birthday.
And we formed after, I moved to Cardiff in 2012. I checked out a lot of bands and I was asked to sing for a lot of people, but it just wasn't what I wanted to do. So I spent 2 years writing songs, perfecting them, getting them down, getting them the way that I wanted. And then one night I met a guy called Jack at Fuel Rock Club, and it turns out that him and his friend Sam were a guitarist and a drummer and they liked old school rock. And I sent them my songs, and then I wrote Nick, who plays bass, into playing bass because he was originally a lead guitar player.
Okay.
And he fell in love with it, and the first lineup was born. We had one rehearsal and then we booked our first gig, which was an hour set for 10 days later.
Oh, wow.
So, and that was we were the opener for a burlesque and pole dancing night that had fire dancers and all sorts of things. So that was an interesting evening.
That's awesome. How amazing, though, is it to have, like, just meet a load of people and then just click like that straight away? That's incredible.
It's great. It doesn't happen often, and we were really lucky that we just kind of got in there. It sounded great, and we just went for it. We're all really good friends as well, so that helped.
I think as well with the music that you're writing, you're saying that they, you know, they've jumped onto it, they've bought into the songs that you've done. I mean, I can totally see why. I mean, you've got a real attitude with your music, and it's really gripping. I think from the first time I heard it, it was just it's old school, but it's still new and modern, so it's really fresh.
Thank you so much. I spend a lot of time listening to older bands, and the one thing I think that you need to concentrate on if you're going to be in a band is that you need to be able to write good songs. Definitely. And I also think that you shouldn't be ashamed to wear your influences on your sleeve. Mine are there and you can hear them in everything we do. And I think that's how we get a good blend of that old school rock and roll attitude, but it's still got that modern kick to it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like you say, you can hear your influences in there. I mean, I get, when I hear it, definitely a big Hailstorm influence in there, probably a bit of Kiss maybe as well. But because I guess you listen to a lot of older stuff, a lot of modern stuff, then you kind of, a lot of bands these days are kind of blending the old with the new and kind of getting their own distinctive sound in a way. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like a big melting pot, and we all have different influences as well.
Yeah.
So I'm more old school, and I love like Kiss, Thin Lizzy, Guns N' Roses, that kind of thing. Nick, our bass player, he loves that kind of stuff too, but he's also very into his metal, so Megadeth, and he even likes Norwegian black metal, which nice. Is like way over my head. Sam, our drummer, you know, he loves like the Foo Fighters and almost a couple of indie bands, so it kind of is different, but it complements each other as well.
Yeah.
So all the different styles kind of come together to make what we sound like.
No, that's really cool. I mean, I guess, like, I mean, Norwegian black metal stuff is far removed from the stuff that you guys are putting out. But I guess, like, it, for him, then it does kind of put that his own little spin on that. And I bet there's some element somewhere where he gets in there that gives it that little that extra flavor, I guess, which makes makes you stand out again. It's great.
Nick wrote the riff for the song Beautiful Disease on the album, and obviously that's a little bit heavier than the rest of the stuff on the album, and that's where that kind of thing comes in, the simple melodic riffs that are quite heavy.
So
it definitely does show.
I think as well, the sound that you have, I think that always sits well with live performances. Like, how important are that kind of thing for you? Because you've also managed to get on as support acts for some amazing people, like the likes of Ricky Warwick, Damon Johnson, Black Star Riders, and Marco Mendoza. So that's pretty incredible. You must love performing live.
Performing live is what I live for. It's my favourite thing in the world to do. I think it's incredibly important that you play, when you play live, you put on a good show, and you have to try really, really, really hard, because even if you're playing for 3 people in a pub, you never know who's going to be there. And every night should be, you know, for me, every gig is Wembley Arena.
That's a great attitude to have. I know a lot of bands have a similar attitude, but I know there are some that get really kind of bummed out when they're having to play to, say, like, you know, 10 people. So that's a really refreshing attitude to think every gig is Wembley. I mean, for you then, what makes a good gig, like, as a performer?
For me, so something I really enjoy is interacting with the crowd. A lot of the times I see singers and they just play and then they don't talk between the songs, they don't talk to the crowd.
Yeah.
So for me, having a really funny kind of almost banter with the crowd is what makes it for me. Seeing their reaction, getting their hands in the air, getting them sing along, that absolutely just makes me, like, so happy.
Okay, it's awesome to get so that reaction out of your audience, and you've also been getting an amazing reaction with your release of your album Bad Habit recently. What's the response been like for you?
It's ridiculous. It's crazy. So me and the boys on Friday went down to WH Smith and bought Classic Rock, Fireworks and Power Play, and we're in those magazines, and wow. That to me is just out of this world. I never thought in a million years that would happen, and the fact that it has is just, it's amazing. I'm blown away that everybody has been so supportive and helpful, and it's really great that they're supporting young rock bands and, you know, not letting that music die. And I'm still a bit gobsmacked, because when I opened Classic Rock, I didn't know what was going to be in the issue. And our review is literally 3 pages away on a feature on Paul Stanley, who is my idol.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm like, that's nuts.
It must be a real validation for you guys that you're on the right track.
It's kind of, I don't live and die by reviews, but for somebody like Classic Rock to put us in their magazine in the first place is a huge achievement. For me personally and for the boys. And, you know, even if it had been a terrible review, we're still in Classic Rock magazine. That's out of this world as far as I'm concerned. We do what we do because we love doing it. And even if somebody thought it was terrible, we'd still do it. So, you know, it's a labour of love.
So talk to us about, because this album, Bad Habit, that was funded by a Pledge Music campaign.
Yeah, the reaction to that was amazing as well. So when we were on tour with Marco Mendoza, we did 2 tours last year, and we had a lot of people coming up to us going, are you going to do a Pledge album? Because I'll pledge. And I was like, oh, okay. And I have a background in knowing about crowdfunding. I did it as my thesis at university, how crowdfunding is the future of the music industry. So I started looking into it, and I was like, you know, I think we could do this. And I actually set the target really low on purpose, because I was terrified that no one would pledge. And then we went over by, I think it was 130% it ended up being.
Oh, wow.
And it allowed us to do the album with somebody we really wanted to work with, and at Rockfield Studios as well, which was out of this world. I really feel like that because of the digitization of music, people are striving for a connection, and when people can be involved, they get invested, and it makes people want to help you. And I think it's just a great platform for younger bands to be able to do things that rock stars did back in the 70s. Essentially, record labels don't do what they used to do anymore, unless you're on a very, very high level or on a major label.
Yeah.
You know, they don't give you a massive advance anymore, so you can write and record the album and go on tour. It's not the way it works. You've got bands who have to pay to get on a tour. You've got bands who've got to pay to play at certain venues. And, you know, people were starting to lose the value in music.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that we all listen to it every day. I've never met a person who said, yeah, I don't like music.
No.
It's essential to our lives, but people don't invest the money. Now, when it comes to stuff like Pledge Music and all that kind of thing, Kickstarter, there's a woman called Amanda Palmer who was in the band the Dresden Dolls.
Yeah.
And like a punk cabaret act. And she set her target for her Kickstarter as $100,000. She ended up making $1.2 million.
Wow.
And that was only from 20,000 people. So if you think that, you know, that those 20,000 people are probably the people that she's had a personal connection with, the people who play her CDs, this kind of thing. People want to be involved in the music that they love, because there's a lot of people out there who don't play instruments and they don't sing, but they still love music and they want to be involved in some way.
Yeah.
And then just to carry on that thread, so Amanda Palmer now has a thing called Patreon, which is like an old school kind of method that dates back to the Middle Ages, where you pay somebody per thing that they make as almost like sponsorship. So it's taking out the record labels and giving the artist directly to the people, and she gets $33,000 every time she releases a song or a video, because those people want to be involved in her music so much. So it's just a case of applying it to the rock and roll genre.
Yeah.
And obviously, because, you know, the problem now is we're never going to have bands like Metallica, AC/DC, Kiss. They're never going to get to that level anymore because the money's not there.
Yeah.
But what we can do is we can have bands having sustainable income while making music, and everybody is happy.
Absolutely. And like you say, you're not going to get the Metallicas anymore because the labels are not putting in the money. But what you're then going to eliminate is there's a lot of bands in the last few years that have put out an album. It doesn't sell great. It puts up decent numbers, but not in comparison to anything else. And they get dropped. And then you just got a whole roadside of broken up bands that have just been dropped. So Pledge Music campaigns, I think, will help bands kind of ignore the label in a way and build up that sustainability as well.
Absolutely. I mean, back in, you know, the 70s and stuff, you got at least 3 albums before they thought that you were supposed to hit your stride. They let you discover who you were.
That's so right, yeah.
The good thing about Pledge Music is that it allows the artist to have 100% creative control as well, which is great.
I completely agree, 100%. Are you going to be looking to do another Pledge campaign there for another album down the line? Is that the way that you guys are going to go?
We're not too sure yet. So the album comes out tomorrow to the public.
Yeah.
And obviously the Pledges have had it since January. We're not too sure yet, but we have written a couple of songs for the new record already. I find it quite hard not to write.
Yeah.
So when it comes to that avenue, we'll definitely look at it. We might just do it as a pre-order through Pledge Music rather than having the different tiers of stuff that we did last time, like the lyric sheets and stuff, and just put them for sale in general so that people can pre-order what they want, rather than setting a target and hitting a specific monetary number. So you can use Pledge Music as a pre-order system. Hopefully, if things go well with this album, what we sell of these albums, the money then goes straight back into making the next one. So it all depends on that, really.
And you've got a tour kicking off on April 14th in Cardiff.
Yeah, I can't wait. Honestly, if I don't play live, like, for too long, I get, like, jittery. It's like somebody giving up smoking. I need a fix, man.
The life fix.
And you're signed up for Wildfire Festival, which is great, and Rockwich Festival as well.
We are, and we've got a couple of other announcements as well coming up that are quite amazing. So you guys will have to keep your eye on that. I can't say anything right now.
Come on, man.
I can't.
Rubbish.
That's loud. So if people want to check out where you're playing on this tour or to find out about you guys and get hold of your music, you're on Facebook and Twitter at BBATBDOfficial.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah, there we are. Or at BethBladeandTheBeautifulDisasters.com.
Yeah, that's correct. And you can... So I literally have just now uploaded all of our catalogue for download on the website. And then if you want physical stuff, you can go to the store, you can get CDs and T-shirts and all that kind of thing. And then we're always on Facebook, so add me, come talk to me. I'm quite friendly.
She doesn't bite. much.
All of the time.
All of the time. Well, thank you very much for coming on and speaking to us, Beth. I know you're a very busy, busy girl writing and...
Oh, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's people like you guys who are giving us exposure. So honestly, from the bottom of my heart, it means a lot.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, wish you all the success with your album. By the time this goes out, it's already been out a week and it's probably sold hundreds of millions of copies, probably.
I hope so.
Well, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it? But wish you all the best with that. We're going to... I mean, I'm probably not going to see you in Cardiff on April the 14th, but I'm definitely going to catch you at Wildfire and Rockwood. So I'm looking forward to catching you on tour, and we'll all have to meet up for a beer or something.
Yes, absolutely, guys.
I mean,
thank
a soft
you so
drink.
Much for having me.
No problem at all. Take care, Beth.
Bye, guys.
Take care. Bye. Cracking track.
Love it.
Title track off the new album.
Yep.
Amazing. Now, like with I Saw the World Burn, you've got two bits of homework now. Finish up this episode. Go and check out more Beth Blade and the Beautiful Disasters. And as I say, they're playing a gig tonight. They're on tour. Check it out. Look at their social media. We've given you the links. Go and check it out because they deserve to be listened to and seen live and supported.
Yep.
Do it.
Do it.
Can't stress that enough, people.
So, would you like some more news?
More news?
Gig
of the
news.
Gig variety, I hope so.
Obviously.
Good. Then, yes, I would.
Okay. Wildfire. Let's talk Wildfire.
I love talking Wildfire. That's like my favourite thing to talk about after myself.
Because it's been a while since we first spoke about Wildfire, and we said which bands had already been announced, and now they've gone and they've added a load more bands, taking it up to 69 bands, I believe.
It's going to be the summer of 69. It's going to be pretty cool.
Awesome. So, I think, because it was a while ago we spoke about them, and now I've got a load more bands, I think I'm just going to tell you all of them from the start. So, are you ready for 69 bands?
I'm always ready for a 69.
Okay, so, headlining the Friday night, we have The Treatment, Wearing Scars, and The Jokers. So, cool. That's going to be good. Yeah. Headlining on Saturday, Toesland, Oliver Dawson Saxon, and Broken Whip Rebels.
Will I ever get to see Toesland? Because every time I've had a chance to see them, you basically go, yeah, they're better recorded than live. Let's skip it and get some food. Okay.
That's all lies.
Don't need to tell me twice.
They're good. I mean, have you heard their recorded stuff? Because it's really good.
Ish. Like.
That means no.
That means ish.
Ish.
That's what that means.
All right. You need to listen to them.
They might have been playing and I didn't know who it was.
Okay, they are good. And Sunday, we've got Forever Still, Down Bed, and Homemade Sin, and Tigers of Pantang, which I'm excited about, so that's going to be good. Then we have three different stages.
Three.
We have the Incendium stage, which is sponsored by Great Music Stories. These are the bands that are going to be on that stage for the day. Are you ready? I don't know which day yet, but these are the bands that are going to be on that stage.
Oh, I see. So across the weekend. I see what you mean. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. Ready?
Wow, just one day. Hit me with it.
Okay. Bad Touch, Beth Blade and the Beautiful Disasters.
Whoop.
Cro-Molly, Deranged, Disposable, Droll Man, Farron, Fire Road, Fragile Things, Excited.
Yeah.
Late Night Legacy, Little Brother Eli, Making Monsters, Massive, Other Animals, Piston, Psycho Babylon, RSJ, The Fallen State, The King Lot, The Texas Flood, The Soap Girls, Thea, and Triverse Massacre.
Holy shitballs. That's all on one stage over the weekend.
How cool is that?
That's a lot of good bands there. I'm looking forward to seeing a hell of a lot of that. I guarantee there's going to be gig clashes up the wazoo, though, but we'll make best of it.
Can we, like, run around between all of the stages, make sure we get a little bit of everything?
We can try. I'm thinking, if anything clashes with Toesland, sorry, boys.
Okay, on to the next stage, the Infernus stage.
Ooh, I like that name.
Ready for the list? Okay.
Go.
Aaron Buchanan and the Cult Classics. Anchor Lane, Beautiful Strangers, Black King Cobra. You
awesome.
Like them?
Yeah, I do like them.
Dead Label, Departed, Dirty Thrills, Eva Plays Dead, Gasoline Outlaws, We Like
Our Boy! It's Adam Parkin, our boy!
We might, actually, while they're on, might as well pop over to the other stage and see what's
going on. Yeah, see what else is on, yeah, because, you know, it's only the Outlaws, isn't it, whatever.
Heartbreak Remedy, Caned, Pilgrim, Sapphire, Scam, Scarlet Riot.
Scam.
Swampborn Assassins, Tantrum, Tequila Mockingbird, The Bad Flowers, Those Damn Crows.
Our boys! Oh my god, that's like the boy stage. I love it.
Talked and Vice. Now in Vice...
Our boy! Matthew Jones of Twisted Illusion.
I tell you what, this stage is going to be cracking. I can't wait for this
god.
One.
So basically, the Infernus stage has the trifecta of awesome. Adam Parkin, Ronnie Huxford, and Matthew Jones of Twisted Illusion.
How awesome is that?
That is pretty cool.
That photo that you've wished for is looks like that's on the horizon.
That's happening. That's happening.
So happening. Okay, and the last stage is the Indomitus stage, which is sponsored by the Moshville Times.
Sweet.
We have A Ritual Spirit, AC Rid, or maybe Acrid. I don't know how to say that. Who knows?
If there's a space, I'm going to go with AC Rid.
Okay.
And then basically, it's their fault for having a name that no one can pronounce when written down.
Okay.
Just saying, boys. Marketing tactics.
Agent, Burning the Dream, Empire, which I think just signed with the Rock People Management.
Yeah, RPM, yes.
Yeah.
Big things coming from them.
Yes, that's good. Fueled Hate, Jupiter Falls, Love, Killer Tricks, Malon,
nice.
Monkey Puzzle, Rare Breed, Second Sons, Standing Like Statues, and The Dead 13.
Sweet. And that's all of them. That's the whole
It's just
69, yeah.
It's all of them, and that's just incredible. So Wildfire Festival, 23rd to the 25th of June in Scotland, and you can get your tickets now at wildfirefestival.co.uk.
I tell you what, I mean, there's a lot of bands there that I don't recognise, you know, which is going to be great because this is going to be a weekend of discovery, I'm sure. I'm not going to go into the woods and have a vision quest from a Native American. You know, not that kind of discovery weekend.
No.
But in terms of new music. And then obviously we got our boys, the Gasoline Outlaws, those damn crows. And then Matthew Jones of Twisted Illusion. everybody else I'm not fussed about. But those three guys. It's going to be an awesome weekend.
It is. But Wildfire, it just creates an awesome platform for new bands, new music. Yeah. They are avid supporters of that scene. As well as obviously Great Music Stories, which are sponsoring one of the stages.
Yeah, they've done a lot for those bands as well. So it's great.
Yeah. And it's the same, you know, with us. We like to push and promote new music. So it's an exciting festival. People need to get behind it. Even if you don't know the names, you know, of a lot of these bands, still buy a ticket and go along there because you can guarantee they're going to be cracking. Dave Ritchie's got brilliant taste in music, so he's only going to have the best that are there. And the tickets are cheap, man. Like, to go in for 3 days is £60. And that's to awesome. Go for 3 days and camp, just £70. Wow, like, seriously, that's pretty sweet, for like a 3-day festival, like, you can't go wrong with that. So no, hopefully the weather will be awesome. It's going to be cracking. Can't wait.
I think so. I think it's the lineup, you know, before they, because they were announcing bands left, right and centre, weren't they? But the original lineup was awesome. And now they've obviously named the final, I guess the final lineup, unless they're going to name more. I don't know. But it's looking like it's going to be a pretty damn sweet affair.
Pretty special.
And
special.
I'm looking forward to it. I say Dave Ritchie's done a great job curating this festival, and everybody that we've spoken to that participated in previous years, not a bad word to say about it. So I'm really looking forward to getting up there and soaking in the atmosphere and hanging out with my boys.
It's going to be awesome.
My voice is going. It's terrible. My boys. Love it.
Go to Wildfire.
Do it. Come and say hello to us. Unless we don't like you, in which case, leave us alone. I've got to throw that disclaimer in, otherwise people will just think they can chat to me willy-nilly.
You strange boy.
Yeah. So all very exciting stuff happening.
It is.
And that rounds up another week of us being down the front.
And whilst we're mentioning down the front, let me tell you where you can find us online. You can check out our page on Facebook at DTFpod, our page on Twitter at DTFpod. We're also on Instagram at DTFpod.
I'm sensing
we're good.
A similarity.
Uniformity here.
Yes.
Or you can go and check out our website, AuroboruspR.com, where you will find everything, including our Spotify playlist. We have a page for the Band Shirt Friday, where we're collating all the photos, and it's just ever-growing collage. So that's quite impressive there.
Yes, if you like taking part in Band Shirt Friday, obviously on a Friday, get onto Twitter or even on Facebook, actually. Use the hashtag Bandshirt Friday and tag in at the Gig Gals. That's the same on Twitter and Facebook. On AuroboruspR.com as well, you can read those reviews and of albums and gigs that we like to put up. They're also on the Facebook and Twitter page as well. You'll see them around. And we have a YouTube page which has got more content on there again. That's not at DTFpod, not yet. We're not there yet.
No.
We're too low down in the subscribers for that.
We'll get there.
But you search it down the front and you can find it, or it's on our website as well. Check it out. And that's us on social media. And we love to chat and just dick around, basically, don't we? Love to have a bit of a dicking around session on Twitter. Love it. Love interacting with you guys. So keep it up. We love to chat with you.
We do.
So now we're at the end of the podcast and we've kind of used up all our songs and our interviews. We've got nothing to play us out with.
Oh, shit. So long, everybody.
No, we can't do that. We always play out with a song.
Okay, I've got a guitar back here, but my voice is shot, obviously, so I can't...
As I've already said, you've had your moment, David.
Okay, that's fine.
How's about... We play a new song from Florence Black's new EP?
Wait there. The awesome Florence Black, their new EP, titled EP2, out on the 20th of April... We've already played Smoke in episode 10. We've got a new song to play?
Yeah. What if I allowed us to play another song? Maybe well then, The One?
Well, then you indeed would be The One if you were allowing yourself to play that song. That is an exclusive for Down the Front.
It is. I think we should do it. I want to share this song with everyone. And I know it's kind of before release date, but...
Fuck them. What are they going to do? Gonna drive down in their Fiesta, give us some shit, whatever.
We've said about Smoke. Smoke's an incredible track. Yeah. And, you know, it's like, I've said to these guys before, it doesn't matter what track they write. Oh my God, they just bang on with it every single time. Like, how do they do that? How?
I don't know. There's obviously something in the water.
They are incredible. They rock hard. They're talented. Every song they produce is amazing. Smoke was awesome. We've got the one to play for you now. There's still two more tracks to come out on the 20th of April when they release the EP and a video that goes with the one.
Well, that's it. They've been filming in the woods. I wouldn't let those guys alone in the woods, but there we are. Somebody has allowed it. This song is amazing. I can't wait for EP 2. Smoke's awesome. The one is awesome. The other two songs, whose name escapes me, I want to say Burn and I want to say Down. So if that's wrong, I don't care. They can change the artwork of their sleeve and rename their songs. That's the love Trizzle has for me.
So yeah, you reckon Burn and Down, and you'd be correct. So they don't need to tie you off.
David for the win.
But no, the one is an incredible track. It rocks heavy. It's got some really cool little melody bits that I like.
When it started, I was like, yep, here we go. We're in good on Florence Black territory. Big, dirty, wah-wah infused riffs.
Yep.
And then the chorus kicks in and it's like, ooh, I wasn't expecting that.
No.
It makes it interesting, which is great. It does.
Yeah. Love it.
I love it. I love these guys. Their EP is out next week, the 20th. Come back on the 21st for episode 16 and then tell us how amazing we are that we played this song for the first time for you.
And if you don't know Florence Black, you need to check them out. You need to follow these guys. They're young, they're talented, they're going places.
Let's play Florence Black, The One, from EP 2, out on April the 20th. Go and buy it. You can pre-order it now. Listen to this. Go back to episode 10. Listen to Smoke. And just fucking enjoy Florence Black.
See you later.
See you later.